morning, but back on track.
You're on track, and you're with us, Sarah Clark, one of the stars of the great show. It is one of the most gripping dramas I've ever seen. I have recommended it to my audience to watch it every week. Get into a habit of watching 24 every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. It's a great show on Fox, and it's gripping, I'll tell you. It must be really gripping, actually, to even be acting in it.
Oh, it is, yes. They definitely keep us guessing with the scripts. We don't get them, you know, more than a week in advance of shooting. And, you know, I'm just as surprised when I get them as the audience probably is when they watch it.
Sarah Clark, of course, plays Nina Myers, the chief of staff who is working with the character of Keith Sutherland's to Jack Bauer in terms of many different facets here. Jack's daughter was disappeared, and they're trying to kill a presidential candidate, and blah, 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 lots of things happening, and it's just edge of your seat excitement. And this is a week, I believe, four or five coming up.
Right.
You know,
and
each, for folks who haven't seen the show yet, it's 1 hour of a specific 24-hour period, and it's in real time, and it's a unique type of show. I have a feeling you're going to see copycats on this show, and the only thing I was concerned about was the ratings, and I think that after a while it's going to pick up and do really, really well.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely takes an intelligent audience, I think, to really follow all the nuances of it, and it's not... You know, you have to work a little to watch it, and I think that's good because it gets people involved and gets them excited because they want to try to figure something out. So I think it's definitely a turn for the better in terms of TV watching.
Now, Sarah, you have a unique thing. You weren't like a showbiz kid or anything. You're from St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
You were an architectural photographer and started acting in the theater while you were doing that?
Yeah, well, basically... I was a photography and Italian major in college, and when I was in St. Louis working in photography, I took some photos for free for this cultural arts center, and they offered to give me classes for payment.
Hmm.
And I took an acting class, and when I was in Italy my senior year of college, took some acting over there, so I just sort of started to think maybe I want to do this, so I went to New York to start to study that.
And you went to a bunch of different theater companies in New York, right?
Yeah, I did. I mean, that's sort of how you get around. I mean, I studied for 2 years at Circle in the Square, but to really kind of cut your chops, you know, you have to get your teeth. You have to, you know, be out there on the stage in front of a lot of people, and the downtown theater scene is really good for that.
Tell me a little bit about the short film that you did that won you an outstanding performance at the Brooklyn Film Festival. It was called Pas de Deux.
Pas de Deux, yes. Oh, it was really such a beautiful project. Nara Garber was the writer and director on that. And it basically was a short film that she did depicting a sort of tramp-like clown, which was played by me. We modeled him after Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton. And it's a silent movie that takes place in New York, but in the present day. And it basically unites this sort of quirky clown-type performer that gets kicked out of the circus with a man who is left at the altar because of his inability to laugh. And I basically make him laugh at the end of the movie. So it's a cute movie.
Will that be coming onto video, or...?
I think, you know, she's definitely, it's gone through the film, I'm sorry, I'm having a blank here.
The festival
circuit, thank you. Mm-hmm. And it might show up on, like, IFC or something, one of these independent film channels that has the short film festivals.
Right, yeah. Now, I understand you made a guest appearance on Sex and the City.
Yes.
What was the character that you played, and how was that? It must have been a lot of fun working with the cast.
Oh, they're a great cast, and it was a small part, but it was definitely fun. I worked with Kristen Davies. She plays, it was the episode where she has a party with her all the ex-boyfriends of her friends to be invited.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That everyone else can try to find a new man.
Uh-huh.
And I bring my ex-boyfriend, who she sort of falls for, and then I decide at the end of the night that maybe he's not so bad and that I want him back.
I remember that episode. Wow.
Yeah, so...
Any chance for another appearance on there?
Well, you know, because of the the show taking so much time, it's sort of that's where I'm putting my focus. And
well, tell me about that. You mentioned that. What kind of hours are you spending on 24?
It's definitely not as much as if, you know, there was only a core cast that shot. But because there's five different storylines, you know, we do get some time off. When we do work, it's very intense
mm-hmm.
because of the nature of the story that we're telling.
Right.
But it's nice that we do get full, you know, days off. We might have 2 or 3 days off, or we always get the weekends off so that we can have some downtime to sort of get our life back in order and to prepare for the next script.
I'll tell you, one of the early episodes, your character was, it looked like she was bad, and I was really bummed out with her, but
yeah.
So was Jack, but turned out that was a kind of a lead that someone threw, false lead.
Exactly.
And, yeah, and she's actually very good.
Yeah.
Your character and Jack Bauer's character seem to have a lot of chemistry. Of course, they had dated at one point when he was, as Ross would say, in time out from his relationship there. But,
I like to think I was there to console him.
Yeah, I think you were. But then, of course, another one that you were dating is there, too, who I don't think is a good guy. Bad guy.
Oh, right.
Bad guy.
Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they definitely want you to think that no one could be trusted. And no one can be. Everyone's double-crossing everyone else.
True. I mean, we could find out later on that your character's nasty, too.
Yeah.
We don't know. I would think that she's so wonderful like you are, but, you know, you never know. You never know. How much input do you have in terms of the development of these characters? Are you reading scripts, or are you inputting at all?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The pilot, because, you know, so many pilots get made and you don't know if they're going to get picked up, I will say that I thought, and Bob and Joel came up to me and said that the Nina character was still sort of enigma as to how her role was going to pan out in terms of the job. And so it was nice because we did have conversations in the beginning when we were filming the pilot about my sort of my placement in
mm-hmm.
the hierarchy of the office.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the show got picked up, they ran with it. I mean, they had so much material for me to cover that I just sort of took their lead. And, you know, you have little moments that you input as you're shooting, but they spend so much time in prep and in the writing that, you know, there wouldn't be time for my input as much on that end. It's more once I get the script and then I have sort of my interpretation of what is happening.
Tell me about your take on the cast. You work with Kiefer Sutherland. What's it like working with him? And he seems like he's one of the more talented people now in television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's wonderful. Everyone is. It's such a talented cast and crew. And I really feel it makes the whole thing work. I really don't feel like there's one weak link anywhere. And I couldn't be more pleased. A lot of Canadians, in fact. And I thought that was at first intentional, but it just happened that way. And I thought that was interesting that a lot of Canadians ended up on the same project.
Yeah, well, we've had on the show here Leslie Hope and Dennis Haysbert.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie, of course, plays Terry Bauer, and Dennis is David Palmer, the presidential candidate.
Mm-hmm.
One of the people who was really outstanding in this cast, and again, you are absolutely correct, everybody in the cast is very strong, otherwise this wouldn't work,
mm-hmm.
but Alicia Cuthbert has a really tough job there playing Kimberly, the daughter.
Yeah, I agree. I think she does a wonderful job.
It's a very intense role for a young kid.
Mm-hmm. And she seems to just, you know, go through it effortlessly. She's very professional and very sweet. You'd never think, you know, that she would be capable of wrapping her head around those kinds of situations when you meet her.
Mm.
And then you watch her and you're like, oh, wow.
She's done a great job.
Yeah.
Now, one of the executive producers, you mentioned a couple of them already, but one of them is a very famous name, Ron Howard. I assume you've sat and talked with him about this?
Well, we've definitely been in meetings with Imagine. So there's a whole team, and that's, haven't personally met Ron Howard, but, you know, in terms of, you know, Tony Krantz and the other producers that are on board, they've come to set, and they've, you know, we've had different meetings with them.
So you haven't seen Ron, though, huh?
Haven't seen Ron yet.
I don't know. If I see him, I still think of Opie or Richie or somebody. But the guy is just...
I'm a big fan of his. He's a great director, so...
Yeah, he's one of the better ones.
On board.
Yeah. Well, Sarah Clark stars in 24. It's Tuesday night at 9 on Fox. It's one of those shows you can't miss, folks. If you can't see it live, tape it, because you got to watch the show. It's incredible. And if you haven't got into it, it's still not too late. They give you a little bit of an intro every show.
Yeah.
So check it out. Thank you so much for coming on, and continue good luck, Sarah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.